Ice Cube's Big Three is back. The most physical, fierce, and competitive basketball league on earth returns to CBS this Saturday. Three-time Big Three MVP ISO Joe Johnson and the reloaded Detroit Amps battle two-time Big Three championship coach Steven Jackson's DMV trilogy, followed by Big Three's most intense rivalry. Defending champions Miami 305 and Michael Beasley chasing his third straight MVP take on Dwight Howard, coach Nick Young, and the LA Riot. Watch Big Three Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on CBS. Catch replays Monday, 8 p.m. on BET.
Those aren't fireworks you hear, at least not yet. That's a boom from the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Sorry for the 4th of July pun, but the Buckeyes have a new commitment. That is Berm. I am Austin. And what did Ohio State do today?
Commitment number 21 in the books for Ohio State. Commitment number 20 came on Thursday afternoon, as everyone on the Austin and Berm show already saw with the interview that I had with Luke Fahey, the quarterback commitment for the Buckeyes. Today, it's Jermier Perez, defensive tackle, Cleveland Glenville, former Florida Gators commitment. He did not waste time. There was a lot of people, Austin, on Tuesday night. Jermier Perez tweeted that he had big news coming for Friday. The assumption from many was that it was going to be a decision to reopen his recruitment and that he was still going to wait a little bit before announcing his commitment to Ohio State. That is not the case. He is in the fold for the Buckeyes officially, publicly. This has been done for a couple of weeks since his official visit to campus over the June 13 weekend. But he's a player that a lot of people, it's funny, I don't want to start this off, this episode of Snap Judgments on 97.1 The Fan or 10 TV or 10 TV Plus by complaining about Ohio State fans, because I know we've had it rough lately. Okay, it's been a rough couple of weeks on the recruiting trail when it comes to some of the perception nationally. But I do hope that the average Ohio State fan that was lamenting and pissing and moaning when Jermier Perez committed to Florida about how big of a loss it was and how embarrassing it was to lose a player like this to the Florida Gators is now celebrating equally as hard that he's in the Ohio State recruiting class. I think that's only fair.
Yeah.
And people are going to look at the ranking and say, well, he's only the number 60 overall defensive tackle in the country. Why should we get that worked up? But you can't get mad if he goes elsewhere. If you don't celebrate, if he comes to Ohio State, and now he's a Buckeye, and it is a player that the Buckeyes have been watching for a year, evaluating for a year. He camped with Larry Johnson last summer. He was very good, but he was overweight. He was about 360 pounds when he camped last summer. He then played 1 year at Glenville in Cleveland, dominated when he was healthy for the Tar Blooders, broke his wrist, spent a lot of time dealing with that throughout his junior year. But when he came to campus to visit Ohio State, over the April 13 weekend, the spring game weekend at Ohio State, he looked like a much different person. And he lost about 40 pounds, was down to about 325. And Ohio State offered him that day. And here we are. He's now commitment number 21.
Yeah, it almost makes, you have to take some of the highlights here, which there are some really impressive ones. We've got the huddle video. If you're watching the Austin and Berm Snap Judgments here on the YouTube channel, Berm's going to queue up those and play those here in a second, but it's like you have to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt because he's now going to be playing at a different weight, different level of athleticism, different level of confidence perhaps, but you could still see the way you like to view it with these guys, Berm, the raw clay, and certainly coming from Glenville, he's going to understand what it takes to go compete at Ohio State.
Yeah, and again, one thing that people will notice, if you really spend time looking at these highlights, you're seeing a kid who just knows how to use what he's been given naturally, and he is massive. I mean, he is a it's been probably since Jonathan Hankins, at least that I can really find an Ohio State defensive tackle of this size, 6'4", now about 330 pounds, plays a little high. He'll learn technique from Larry Johnson. If there's one thing Larry Johnson is going to teach you, it's going to be technique, but he's also going to learn the Ohio State weight program from Mick Marotti. And that's where I think he's going to turn into a really dangerous type of defensive tackle in the Big Ten. Jameer played his sophomore year at Lutheran West High School in Rocky River, Ohio. That's not exactly a powerhouse. It's not a school that invests into its football players the way Glenville does. So when he made the decision to go to Glenville and finish up his high school career there, it was a pretty telling sign that this is a kid that's not just like trying to get noticed, but a kid who understood the assignment and wanted the work. Because what we've heard from him in the last few months and what you've seen from him as he's shed this weight and changed his frame and changed his body is a kid who took the challenge from Ohio State, which was, hey, we think you've got a lot of athletic natural upside, but this 360 plus pound body is not going to cut it. And as a high school kid, to go out and really commit to changing himself, he did it. And then you see the results immediately on the field at Glenville. And even at this time, he was closer to 345, 350. What he is now versus what he's going to be in the future is really exciting. I think it's a steal for Ohio State. I know that's my job to say it. I know people will view it as scarlet and gray covered glasses, but at that size, just compare him to the other top national defensive tackles. There are not many of them that have this frame. And in fact, folks will hear this as you and I wrap up Snap Judgments. We have a pretty lengthy interview with Jameer. He told me that one of the things growing up, he always thought he was going to have to play in the SEC because he thought body types like his were only being used at Georgia or Alabama. And I was like, well, maybe, but there's just not many of them who grow up like this in Ohio. So when you find one, you can't let him go. And that's why it was important that Larry Johnson, Ohio State, made sure that Jameer was their guy.
Once you said Jonathan Hankins, the only thing I saw on those highlights was like a developmental version of Big Time Hank, which has got to be exciting because those aren't necessarily the way the nose tackles, the one techniques or whatever you want to call them that Ohio State has been churning through for the last dozen years. Those guys are pretty rare. So you mentioned that already, but if you have that frame and it's in Ohio, you got to take that. We've talked about expanding sort of the recruiting net for the offensive line at Ohio State. This, I think, is a pretty good example of Ohio State needing and then actually following through to do that on the defensive line.
Yeah, and it's also an example of what Larry Johnson still does really well. I mean, this recruitment, and again, I think people are going to really like the interview with Jameer. It is insightful in a number of ways that I personally didn't anticipate it being when we set up the conversation. This is a kid who told me that he wasn't sure if he was going to end up at Ohio State because he just didn't feel like Larry Johnson was talking to him as much as he wanted a coach to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And it was Johnson and Ryan Day and Ted Ginn Sr. who turned him around and said, hey, it doesn't matter how much I talk to you now. If you're not good enough to play at Ohio State, like this is what you have to do to be able to play here. Once you do that, I promise you, I want you here, but I need you to do your end of the bargain. And Jameer Perez, to his credit, much more emotionally mature about this than I would have been at that age. And he handled it really well. He admitted that he probably got a little bit stars in his eyes when he took his official visit to Florida and committed there. Nobody knew what he was going to do. He said his coaches at Glenville didn't know he was going to commit, and he probably just made an emotional reaction. I was actually really stunned at just the maturity mentally here from Jameer, and I'm excited for people to see that. But the body is rare. It is different than what you see in high school football in Ohio. And, you know, for a kid that didn't feel he was wanted by Ohio State at points in his recruitment, I bet it feels pretty good to know that players like Emmanuel Ruffin, a four-star down in Alabama, have tried to find their way into the Ohio State recruiting class in the last couple of weeks, and the Buckeyes said, no, we got our guy. In our guys, Jameer Perez, and that's the type of thing that you can only really gain with the maturity that comes from those tough conversations, and he certainly had them.
Well, you got your guy, Jameer Perez, to join you for Snap Judgments as well. So let's not wait any longer. Let's hear directly from the newest commitment to the Ohio State recruiting class.
As promised, I am now joined by Jameer Perez, Ohio State's latest commitment number 21 in the class of 2026. Congratulations, Jameer. How does it feel to have this off your shoulders, man?
Personally, for me, it feels great because now it's been a lot on the build-up side, you know? And for me, kind of all the offers were such a rush. You know, my sophomore year, I was injured, and I have sophomore year. So in my junior year, I had a broken hand or wrist. So, but still playing through that and playing through adversity, so once the offseason hit and I just started blowing up out of nowhere, it was just everything was such a rush. You know, everything was such like, oh, what should I do? It's so exciting and everything. And, you know, that commitment to Florida, it just, I feel like I kind of rest for me. I kind of rested because I didn't really understand the politics and the game to everything, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people understand, Jameer, I don't mean to cut you off. I don't think a lot of people understand the pressure that is put on people in your position on these official visits. I'm not trying to.
It
is overwhelming. And if you're not there with a large support group, or if you're not there in the room with people who have your best interest at heart to tell you, hey, let's slow down, things can get a little out of hand.
Go ahead.
No, and I think that people need to know that that's part of this process.
You see, with that part, it was genuinely me. You know, the coaches, they weren't particularly in a rush to get me to commit at all. You know, it was mainly me because I didn't understand everything at that time, you know, and I was just like, you know, I think this is the best option for me right now. And so therefore, I can't entirely blame nobody else but myself, you know?
Yeah.
But just recently, you know, my teammate Sincere, he committed, you know, and I've been having thoughts previously within those last couple of weeks of just thinking like, you know, was that really the best decision? Did I really make the right decision, or was it just all a rush? You know, so.
No, it's difficult for sure. I think it's mature of you to even take a step back and be able to think about it from that perspective.
Right.
You committed to Florida after that May trip. It's 3 weeks later. You take a visit to Ohio State for a camp, but you're there with all of your Glenville teammates. That's what happens. Yeah. Every Glenville kid is on that trip. It's not like you had chosen, I'm going to go camp at Ohio State. Yeah. It's, hey, I'm going to go get some work in.
Right.
The week later, 4 days later, you do go back to Columbus for your official visit with Sincere.
Yeah.
How did that visit change things for you? And how did it give you the perspective that you needed to say, hey, maybe I need to readjust?
So for me, it was like, okay, we got previous teammates there, Arville, Bryce, DeMarion, you know, Toe. And talking to them and that's just how rich the Glenville to Old State pipeline is, you know? And then with Sincere commitment, it was just, that's my dog. You know what I'm saying? That's really who I consider like my brother, you know? So me and him always had a thing, you know, like, all right, if we had the same offers, we gonna go to the same place, you know? So it was just kind of that. And also talking to Coach Johnson, Coach Patricia, Coach Day, and Coach Ginn. They really had to sit me down so I could have an understanding of what's going on, you know? And then just talking to Coach Johnson, the love I got. And he always had love for me, you know? And there was always love there. It's just, I didn't understand the process and how things go. So I'm thinking like, oh, just because the coach might not talk to you for a while, that don't mean they don't want you. It's just they busy. They got lives too, you know. So with that, having a deeper understanding with the official visit and all the things that came with it, it was just a great experience, you know. And you know, just the coaches and the team, you know, and the other Ohio kids that was there talking to everybody. It was just, I knew where it was for me, you know. I just. Yeah. And I always knew where I wanted to go, where I wanted to be. But I wanted to feel like I was wanted to, you know?
Yeah, totally understand. When you take a step back and you look at the relationship that you've had with Ohio State and with Larry Johnson, that actually started last summer. As you said, you're coming off of a sophomore season at Lutheran West where you were hurt. You Lutheran West in Rocky Ridge is not exactly a college football powerhouse. It's not known for recruiting. You make a decision to transfer to Glenville. You go in after an injury in your sophomore year. You're coming into Glenville. You know that Coach Ted Ginn Sr. is going to help open some doors for you. He gets you to campus at Ohio State. You camp with Larry Johnson. The Buckeyes look at you and say, wow, that's pretty impressive, but you're also probably a little out of shape at that time because of the injury. You weighed a little bit more than they wanted you to. You have a good junior season at Glenville. The conversations don't stop. Ohio State offers you in the spring, but then they're still saying, hey, this is your opportunity, but we need this and that from you.
Yes, sir.
it is different. Ohio State handles themselves differently than a lot of schools around the country.
Right.
And I think that at times people want everyone to be, want everyone to handle things the same. And the, I guess ultimately you learn as a recruit that Ohio State handles things differently because Ohio State's different.
Right.
When you have the relationship with Larry Johnson developing over the last year, what was the regular message from him? What was he saying? Because as you said, maybe you weren't talking as much as you thought you needed to, but what when you did speak, what was the message and how did that message keep you on task?
Coach Johnson just always reiterated to me, like, you know, we love you and we want you, but we need to get your weight down. We want to see, we want to see your body change. You know, and the season, that season mattered a lot. You know, my junior season mattered a lot. And when I had broken my hand and my wrist, my whole world, you know, I'm like, dang, like, it's over.
Here we go again.
Yeah. And then Coach Gann was like, no. With this, what we finna do? Next thing you know, I got the club on, you know, and having that, that was like a low-key power on the field. You know, my power coming off the ball, just knocking people over, hitting people. Yeah. You know, the club was that thing. So, you know, Coach Johnson just always reiterated to me, like, we love you, we want you, just put in the work. Just show your work ethic. And, you know, put your head down and just grind. You know, don't look up at the glamour. You know, everything was rushing. You're getting all these offers back to back. Put your head down and grind, you know, because all that work is going to show, you know. Yeah. And so it was always love there from Coach Johnson, you know. And that's why I could say I really got love for him myself, you know, because he always did for sure. Always reiterate, put in the work. We ain't gonna miss out on you. We want you. Just put in the work.
You know, I saw you last summer, as I said, at camp, and you were, I think the national recruiting profiles had you listed at like 360 pounds or something like that. So when you showed up at the Ohio State spring game in April, walking down the tunnel, I was like, man, there's no way that kid's 360 pounds.
Yeah.
And I thought you either had to be the skinniest 360 pound prospect in America, or your body had changed significantly. So that was sort of a tell that maybe the offer was coming.
Yeah.
We talked, I was driving home from the spring game when that offer happened, and we talked briefly. Can you just take us back to that moment and when you knew that the work had yielded the result you had hoped for, what it meant to you?
So, you know, that day going to the game, you know, it was a very special day. It was a very good day, you know, seeing the teammates on the field and everything. And then, you know, the little guys on the team also came up there, you know, the freshmen, the sophomores. Yeah. So, you know, they getting ready. And then the lady who was my company, like, she was taking us around.
Your host, yeah.
Yeah, my host. She, you know, told me, come downstairs, go to the locker room area. And then, you know, walk in where the locker room at, make it right, that door right there, walk in there. It goes day in there. And, you know, I just start smiling from ear to ear. I'm like, oh, this might be it right here. Yeah. And then, you know, you talked to Coach Day, gave him a hug. You know, he was just like, your body has changed. You look bigger. There, you know, there's no way you 360 are looking like that. That's a good looking 360 right there.
Yeah.
You know, and he was just like, you know, he want to offer you. And I felt so just like in disbelief. Cause it was just like, I really got it, you know. And cause nobody told me I was gonna be here, you know, last year, man. You know, my sophomore year.
Yeah.
You know, I was in such a place where it was like, I thought I was done. I wasn't happy at the school I was at, and I just thought a lot of things it was not gonna work out in my favor, you know.
So and when you get that message from him, mm-hmm. and again, as you said, the next 2 months didn't go exactly the way I think people expected.
Right.
You at that point, you have the offer, and then you still don't get the conversation like that you thought you were going to get.
Right.
How did that impact the way that you felt moving into the Florida official visit? And when you got home that day, because you and I remember talking to you the day you committed to Florida, you said, "Hey, I committed." Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, wow, that's crazy. Congrats." Yeah. How did everyone like the first conversation with Larry Johnson when you got home? How did that go?
I'm coming to see you at your school. Make sure you're there.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of unexpected. Even with my own coaches, it was very much unexpected. Like I said, man, I thought I was rushing to something I didn't fully understand. You know, I was in, you know, I just was in a place where I'm like, okay. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. For me, it was either SEC or Big Ten.
Yeah.
And the only Big Ten that would have made me stay is O State. And then, you know, I always wanted to play in the SEC also, but I always wanted to play at O State too.
Yeah.
So it was, I'm thinking, I'm like, okay. The conversation I'm wanting is still not there. But, you know, we conversating. I'm talking to Coach Washington. No, I'm not talking to Coach Johnson. I'm talking to Coach Washington. I'm talking to everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to enjoy the weekend here. And, you know, it's just when I got there, it wasn't peer pressure. I'm not going to say that because it really wasn't. But I just rushed into it, you know,
it doesn't have to be peer pressure from other people. It's still an emotional moment. Yeah. It's still a situation that you can be on the high from the visit and every place you visit is going to be, when you make an official visit, every place you go is going to look like the greatest place on the planet.
Right.
And that's not to say Florida is not a great school, a great program. Obviously Billy Napier is a really good coach. They're doing a good thing down there, but I think people can understand it. You brought something up, and I don't want anyone to ever think that anything we talk about on these shows is scripted. So I'm just going to deviate here. Why do so many kids in Ohio feel the way that you feel and say, I want to play in the SEC? What does the Big Ten have to do to prove that it's great football?
Well, probably from the way, I ain't gonna lie, probably from the way that we seen it growing up.
Yeah.
You know, because even though we was young, but SEC was popping back in the day for real, you know. So it's that aspect that for me, I just always got told, like, you a Georgia type of build, Alabama type of build, LSU type of build, you know, like looking at Ohio State and this other Big Ten, me personally, in the long time, a few here and there, but I ain't never seen that, you know, just on average on a lot of Big Ten teams, a big guy my size.
Yeah.
You know, that big nose that was in there. So and for me, it was just like, and I feel like the roughness, the grit of it, you know.
The aggression.
Yeah. But I just also feel like, well, Ohio State, they got that because we play SEC teams. We play the top SEC teams. We play the top Big Ten. Like, we play all the top teams, for real.
So when, obviously, there's a ton of moving parts in the recruiting process, and things change from the beginning to the middle to the end all the time. One of the things that happened in the middle of your recruitment with Ohio State, and really before you got the offer, was the arrival of Matt Patricia. And when you're talking about that big nose, like, think about Vince Wilfork, for example, right? Like, you don't find one bigger than Vince Wilfork and what he did in the New England Patriots when Matt Patricia was his defense coordinator. Was that part of the conversation? I want people to know. I'm having these thoughts as we talk.
Oh no, Coach Patricia, he for sure made the he also was a part of my decision too, because he has so much history with big tackles, you know. Keith Love, you know, Vince Wilfork. I didn't know he coached him, you know, and that was a big thing. I ain't gonna lie for me, because I'm like, that's, you know, the Donovan Sue, Vince Wilfork, and Chris Jones, and I say those is my main three comparisons. You know what I'm saying? And so having that, it's like, I didn't even know. And then he just got so much history with big, with his nose. Like, that's how his defense was won, with his big noses, you know, and have, of course, having the linebacker core, the corners, the safeties and everything. But sure, to start up with that front line, without that front line, it ain't nothing going, you know. So just having the history he has and the coach experience he has, that just, that made all my choice, you know, so much easier also, you know, because he's a legendary coach, you know, and having him, Coach Johnson, Coach Day, you know, Coach Leonidas, on all on the defensive side,
yeah,
it was a done deal, honestly, you know.
There's been players, Jameer, in the last couple of years who were in a similar position to you when it came to, and not necessarily like position as in defensive tackle, but position as in a player inside the state of Ohio that people didn't really talk much about. Ohio State said to them, hey, we need you to do this to get your offer and to be able to stay in this class. And then those players didn't do it. And those players ended up somewhere else. Mm-hmm. What reason or what motivates you to make sure that the changes you've made, the ability to reshape your body, that you don't get complacent now that you're committed to the Ohio State University?
Because it's like, I don't have nothing still yet. You know, I don't have nothing yet. I don't have I'm not there yet, you know?
Yeah.
And at any time, any position, it can get touched from me, you know? And just me, that's why you got to keep prayer in your circle, you know what I'm saying? You know, family, and you know, but also, you just got to watch out. You got to watch out for everything, too. You got to watch out for family. You got to watch out for people who won't want the best for you, you know? And it's just like, I can't stop working because it's so much more I want to do. You know, I can't. You got days where you don't want to do nothing. You got days where you feel lazy, your body's sore. But I still got to work, because if I don't work and I get complacent, next thing you know, I'm going to be back home, you know, or I'm going to be on the bench, where I know if I would have worked hard, if I would have did what I need to do, you know what I'm saying? Because in one moment of pain, you know what I'm saying? Moments of pain, if you work, if you do what you need to do, that could lead you to a whole lifetime of pleasure and you loving life, because you worked hard, you bled, you sweated, and now you're in a position where you can take care of your family and have generational wealth for the rest of your life.
Now, I think it's interesting because there's so much discussion about the Glenville pipeline in Ohio State over the last 20 years. Right. And so much focus is on the stories of guys that succeeded, as it should be. You know, the Ted Ginns, the Dante Whitners, the Cardale Jones, you know, so on and so forth. But there are, and I'm sure that Coach Ginn and the people around the Glenville program have talked to you about the guys that had the whole world in their hands,
right,
and didn't succeed because of those other things that you're talking about. And there's just as many of them that went through Ohio State that didn't pan out.
Right.
You know, growing up in the Cleveland area, how much paying attention did you do to that stuff? I mean, who were the guys that you really watched from Northeast Ohio that motivated you?
Honestly, I really never paid attention to that, you know. And I was in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
A couple, like, overall, I was with Tennessee about a good 2.5-3 years. And I played football, but I mainly played football up here, you know.
Okay.
And I really ain't start paying attention for them until it was my last year in Little League or uni football. I was like 13, 14. And that's when I started paying attention to, you know, the Toes, the Bryce West, you know, VLD, Just a lot of the players who was getting that attention, that recruitment. And, you know, and that's when I started, had to understand, I had to really think about, like, oh, this is serious. Like, this is really for real, you know, because I really didn't understand it when I was younger, you know. And the only person I really could give, like, who I really noticed, was my cousin, Willie Henry. Mm-hmm. He came from Glenville, went to Michigan, ended up getting drafted to the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And that was probably the only person who I really looked up to and was like, okay, I want to do that.
Yeah, it's worth, honestly, I mean, I'm not going to give you summer homework or anything, but yeah. I mean, there are a there is a litany of guys that from Glenville that have gone through that made it, and a handful that did not. And I think you can learn just as much from those that didn't as you do the guys that did. Now that you're committed, getting ready to, you guys have already started practice for your senior season at Glenville.
Yeah.
How do you get better, Jameer? What is your focus as you head into the senior season? And now that you're officially a member of this Ohio State class, how do you represent the Buckeyes moving forward?
Playing hard, hitting hard, you know, being a leader on the team, you know, making sure that the team just know, forget all the offers, forget the commitments, forget the glamour. I'm trying to win this year. You know, I'm trying to win the state championship. It's time to work. It's time to get in the need and greedy because we got a schedule this year, you know?
Yeah.
And for us, we're going to be 1-0 every week. It ain't. It's our goal is to go 1-0 every week because we try to win, you know, and it's time. It's that senior year. So it's like, it ain't no games to be played. There's not. It's going to be some heat.
Maybe you throw the club on just for fun.
Yeah, just fun. You know, I might just throw the club on, whack a couple people, but.
Last thing I got to ask you, because I think it brings it a full circle here, and I hope that you don't mind my moving all over the conversation. But for a year, you went through this internal dialogue of, does Ohio State really want me?
Right.
And in the last month, while Ohio State's waited for you to make an official public commitment / decision, they've had to tell other higher rated defensive tackles, no thanks, we've got our guy.
Yeah.
Has that given you a sense of like validation? Like, hey, this is real this time?
Yes. You know, and also for the fact, I don't want to sound like biased or anything. But
you should. Gotta promote yourself.
But honestly, I don't know any big no genuine big nose like me in the country for real, in my class. I don't feel like, and I give credit where it's all due. The people that's ranked higher than me, I respect. They aren't that, you know. But for me, you know, knocking on wood, this would be the year I'm not injured. I don't have no injuries. And I'm going to show. Yeah, I might not be the 4 or 5-star. Yeah, I might not be the number one in the country. But I'm for sure that guy that gonna put the country on warning, like, okay, this the real nose tackle by this class.
Yeah. Well, you know, so you're going to Ohio State, Jameer. That speaks volumes. That says a whole lot more than any national recruiting ranking. And honestly, the ranking that matters the most is 4 years from now when you're getting your name called in the NFL draft and what you've done to put yourself in that position. So congratulations. I could talk about this stuff all day, but I want you to be able to celebrate your decision and celebrate the 4th of July. Congratulations on making your decision. That is Jameer Perez. I'm Jeremy Birmingham for Austin Ward, who joined us earlier on Snap Judgments. Thanks for watching 97.1 The Fan, 10 TV Plus in Columbus. Have a great rest of your holiday weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you later.
Ice Cube's Big 3 is back. The most physical, fierce, and competitive basketball league on earth returns to CBS this Saturday. 3-time Big 3 MVP ISO Joe Johnson and the reloaded Detroit Amps battle 2-time Big 3 championship coach Steven Jackson's DMV trilogy, followed by Big 3's most intense rivalry. Defending champions Miami 305 and Michael Beasley chasing his third straight MVP take on Dwight Howard, coach Nick Young, and the LA Riot. Watch Big 3 Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on CBS. Catch replays Monday, 8 p.m. on BET.